Thanks, y'all. So we have about 15 minutes left of our panel. So I'm just reminding our panelists, as you answer these next questions, I will be keeping a close watch on you, about a minute and a half to answer your questions. But what we want to do now is kind of, our next step is to create a kind of a map of maybe an asset or a needs map, right, through your words, right? So first question is, why Talmadge? Why do you love this place, right? So hopefully we love our place. So we can't love our place, we can't love our people, we can't love our place either. So Talmadge, there's a reason, the pep talk with a purpose. What's the purpose of us, the church, people who care, being here? What's the purpose of us being here? And you heard some purposes there. So the next question is, from your perspective, what are some of the assets, things that are like good, that are really, you might say the police department, that's fair, you can be a little biased, or the fire, whatever it is. And then what are some of the needs from your perspective? And so I'm just gonna ask, I'm actually gonna start with the chief of police, and then I'll ask a few more people that question.
We've talked about this since the invitation, and one of the main things that we've come across is a lack of transportation for people. The kids get to school and home via the bus, but there are programs in the community that they need to access that they cannot access because of lack of transportation. Anything that the church groups or any private group in the community could do to improve that, that would be number one. The other, in the older crowd or just shut-ins and people who lack anyone to reach out to or connect with. And that's probably something that we can do a better job with as a police department, and I'm sure the church groups can as well.
Thank you. How about, down at the end there, the school. And you guys should be taking notes right here, like this is it.
Right. I think a core value of this community is service. If you look at as a school district, one of the things we pride ourselves on is service, problem-based service learning is at the core of everything we do. We integrate state standards, but at the core, we integrate it into service. So I think that our students from kindergarten up through are able to serve and learn about service learning. You take, this town is only 14 miles square, but we're able to support a Rotary, a Kiwanis, an Alliance Club. There are a lot of towns much larger than us that don't have enough people out there that desire to serve, but yet we can support those three and they're actively involved in our school. I think a needs that I've seen over my time here, so the needs that I would see is the increase of poverty. When I started in Talmadge as superintendent 13 years ago, we were about 5% of our population qualified for free and reduced. We're now up to almost 25%. So that's a significant need in this community that I think a lot of people might not be aware of.
That's great, thank you. How about faithful servants, a need that you might see in the community?
Well, it's a very supported community by the fire, by the schools. I mean, the police, we have enjoyed the relationships we've had. It's a small town in a big town. I think that's why I fell in love with it. I grew up in a really small town, about 2,000, and yet I feel that that sense in the community. And like I said, the mayor, everybody has been so supportive of what we are doing that I just feel like we won. It's just a great community to be a part of. And like I said, we draw from all over, but we also see what's happening in the community and just really appreciate all the cooperation. It's kind of a small town in a big town.
One more from the mayor. Any needs from the city?
I guess in the needs, one thing that popped into my head this morning is, I don't know if anybody remembers when we did the cool project here in town in 2016 and 2017. And for those who don't know, a ministry had come into town. They've been called here to Talmadge to help our citizens with helping fixing up their homes. So again, looking at that poverty topic, And having programs like that, that tied in all the churches to then go out into the community, and they had picked certain streets to go and help those neighbors on those streets, I think those are the type of things that we need more of. And we'd love people to come to, you know, to my office, you know, to the mayor's office, to bring up those type of topics and how can we help our neighbors.
Seniors, we have a lot of them in this town. We're the second oldest in Summit County. We see them on a daily basis with EMS. Shut-ins, as the chief alluded to. What I would like to see is seniors caring for seniors or somebody checking on these people. They do it in apartment buildings where the neighbor calls the person each day to make sure there's okay and there's nothing. Wouldn't it be great to adopt a senior to check on daily? To make a phone call, how are you doing? Is there anything you need? What a great service that would be, and it would definitely keep us from finding people laying on the floor for half a day to a day.
Yeah, I'm really glad that you gave that context, because it's urgent. A lot of these things are urgent. Poverty is urgent, right? Literally people's lives. Our, you know, poverty is a primary dictator of like health outcomes and like quality of life, especially as a young person. And so these are urgent needs that I think God's calling us, God's giving us purpose to respond to. So hopefully you're writing these things down, and then we'll discuss these things as well as part of our time together. How can we actually operationalize the body of Christ? How can we respond? Right. Pastor Glass, question for you. Give us a snapshot of like what you think of as a state of the church, and where do you see, a lot of times it's hard to respond to some of the needs of the community because we're so fragmented. Mm-hmm. So where do you see collaboration in the church? Where do you see a need for that? And what are some of the barriers to that collaboration?
Sure. Well, one of the things when you ask the question, state of the church, the reality is the church is in decline. It's in decline all over. So that is one of the primary concerns of the church. Why are we losing members? Why is the church not growing? So it kind of blinds us from being able to be, aware of what's going on in the community. Like, we're kind of so concerned with what's going on inside and the crisis that we have inside that we're not really, oh, wow, the numbers jumped 20% from in terms of poverty. There may be a correlation there. There's need there. And I think that's where the conversation and communication needs to happen between the community and the churches. We need to have discussions like this. There needs to be intentionality behind it. Martin Luther King once said that the place of the church is supposed to be not so much reactive, but we're supposed to kind of be the prophetic voice in the community. So it would be nice if there was that fear of the separation of church and state things, where we can at least have a conversation. This is what's going on in the community. These are the issues that we have, to where it's a friendly thing, a friendly collaboration, where there's not that fear that the church is just trying to proselytize the entire community. So everyone's a little nervous about that. So honestly, we just need conversations. We need to be made aware of what is really going on in the city beyond, you know, the facade, beyond, you know, what wants to be presented. I remember we had a conversation with the mayor not too long ago, and he was just, I mean, I was baffled, you know, to hear how high the incidence of opiate addictions were in Talmadge, you know, and it just blew my mind. He was just sharing this stuff. So we just need the honest conversations.
Yeah. Yeah, that's really well said. Thank you. So as we round third base and bring it home here, that was a great lead into kind of what will be our final question of, in light of that, like how can we as the community stay informed? How can we keep engaging these conversations? Or are there outlets for individuals to connect to your organizations, your institutions to say, you know, because this only happens once a year, maybe, you know, maybe in different settings it happens multiple times, but how can I stay readily informed about how I can be serving my city? How can I be serving the school system? How can I be serving the fire and the mission of the fire department and the chief of in the police department? Does that make sense? How can I stay informed if unless I'm like, you know, have your cell phone number and I can text you, but that's not likely. So we'll start here and just kind of move down. So real brief.
A lot of the churches in Talmadge are supporting faithful servants every week. And this church, I know, does it in big ways. So the church is the body of believers that should be helping take care of the sick and the poor. And we're taking care of the sick and the poor at the same spot. And we would invite any of you that have an interest in becoming a volunteer. We ask for one night a month, usually, of our volunteers. So that would be a place where, if any of you have interests in your churches to become a support church, that would be awesome.
We have several churches that support us, and mostly it's the community. I'm the youngest volunteer, and I'm going to be 65. I have a 90-year-old, an 86, 88, and a 78 or 79. But we stay, it's amazing to see things come in. Somebody just asked for that, and there it comes. So I think that God is providing.
Anybody who's ever been to the mayor's office or has talked to the mayor knows that it's an open door. If you have a question, call him, stop by, talk to him, or anybody there that's in the office as well. I know this afternoon I have a meeting with all of my vendors from the farmers market because they want to know, how can we make it better? How can we do things that would engage our community? So we're going to meet this afternoon and just have an open discussion about things that we could do. And I think that would go for anything. If there's an idea that you have that you want to talk to us about at City Hall, feel free to, you know, reach out to City Hall and bring that idea to us, and we'll be happy to talk.
I think we need to find a way to reach out to the community to inform them about a lot of these programs. Everybody kind of has a different avenue of how they get information, whether it's social media or the paper. So maybe we could do a good job of getting the word out to people that a lot of these services are available to them. They may not be aware, and just maybe doing our part.
Technically, you can get a hold of us, Facebook, city website, Code Red. There's lots of electronic ways, but I like the mayor's office does, the good old-fashioned walk into my office and talk to me about the good, the bad, and the ugly. I like to hear that my guys are doing good. I like to hear your comments of how we could do better. It is an open door. At our place and as everywhere in the city. I think that in the clergy, I think need to resurrect that group that was getting together. We have 25 churches or 26 churches in this town. Wouldn't that be a powerful force if all those people were talking to each other and then talking to the city on a regular basis of what their consensus was? That's a powerful group of people. And the mayor would love to hear from them, because he's not here. I'll throw that out.
Real quick, I believe that real community, just to be frank, you know, Thomas is unique to have what it has just in this meeting and what it has in terms of the cooperation between the religious community and City Hall, and that you have an African-American church that's looking to make friends. Let's not be intimidated. You know, don't be afraid to come over, set up an appointment, sit down with me, sit down with Elder Coran, who y'all probably seen more than me. But let's build that. Let's use that to our advantage, the diversity, and what good can come from that.
The methods to reach out to the police department are just about identical to what Mike said for the fire department, so I won't go there. But I think one thing that would be really interesting is if this today could develop into an ongoing dialogue where we could all address this, maybe, I don't know, through social media or ongoing meetings or whatever, but turn this into something positive for the community. I think it'd be great.
We're always looking for new projects and new places where our student volunteers who have the desire to volunteer can do that. My scope is very narrow as to where I know what needs to be done. I can, you know, I hear snippets here and there, but we can better serve if we know what problems are. So if you know a group of people or individuals who are in need of help and you want us to help you or you want to help us, just reach out to me at the high school. You can call me or email me, and we'd be glad to have that conversation.
I think I stated a minute ago the service-based learning is at the core for us, and so we already have great partnerships with many of you, but we would welcome more partnerships and opportunities to serve. And as you start to have conversations about the assets that we have here, we hope you consider us an asset. And I do want, for the record, I want it known, if our students are not in your churches on Sunday, we are not causing you that conflict, because we do not practice on Sundays without something I started 13 years ago as a superintendent is we do not practice on Sundays without, they have to call me personally and get permission to practice on Sundays. And I do not give that very easily. And when I do give them permission, because sometimes we land on a state tournament on a Monday, which is all important to our kids, we still make sure it's after the hours that most of you would worship. So if they're not there, you now know you can talk to them about, you know, it wasn't school that kept them from being in your church on Sunday. Thank you for inviting me.
Yeah, come on, that's great. You guys killed it. Can you give a hand to the panel? You guys really killed it. And we stuck almost exactly to 30 minutes. And I just want to reiterate one of the things that the fire department said, which is that I love that not everyone just said, oh, go to our website. Like, mostly what people said is, like, show up. Like, part of the onus is on us. We don't show up. And then we're like, oh, why is the school doing this? And why are these kids? If you would just knock on the door and show up and have that person, that incarnational interface with people who are working on behalf of our city, of your city, that would make tremendous change, that simple. So there's a lot to talk about. We'll keep talking after lunch or before lunch, whenever that is. But again, can we give a more hand of applause for these great servants?